Well, as we were discussing earlier, a lot of news attention this past week has been focused on this rapture prediction for yesterday, which didn't happen, best we can tell. And then we come to church today and we hear this text from John, which has been read for years and still is by many, is one of the more exclusivist texts in the New Testament. Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." And if you look at the material that the people who earnestly, they did earnestly believe that the rapture was coming, earnestly believed this, were handing out, they took this seriously. I saw a news clip about one couple who had given up their jobs to hand out tracts to try and convert people ahead of the rapture. And the wife of the couple was tearfully interviewed as she talked about how her mother wasn't a believer. She didn't know what would happen. Because after all, if she didn't, if her mother didn't believe in Jesus, there was no hope for her, because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. It's one of those passages that when people find out you're a priest, they like to quote to you, and then you start to feel trapped. And my easy bailout is to say that's above my pay grade, and then leave quickly. The truth is that that's not really an answer, and the greater truth is the rest of this sermon is only a slightly better answer. If you walk downtown or on one of the trails around Helena, there's always a sign at the beginning of the walking mall or at the beginning of the trails saying what can go past here and what can't. The walking mall, no cars, no skateboarders. If you have a dog, it has to be on a leash no longer than, I think, 10 feet. Grizz's leash is like 5 feet. People aren't always comfortable, I think, with 5-foot leash with that big of a dog. The trails, you know, horses, no motorized vehicles, be nice to everyone else. We spend most of our time, though, on the walking mall, because I only live a few blocks from there, and it's a nice, easy walk, and Grizz gets to be tested out on how nice he is to other people on that day. And other dogs, he's gotten much better. But, you know, it's still sort of a work in progress on any given day. And I notice that not everyone else reads the signs. I'm a reader, so I read signs. But either people don't read them or they don't pay attention to them. I think Jesus' statement is a little bit like that sign. We don't like it, because we don't like rules, we don't like laws, we don't like ordinances, which is really what this sign represents. And in church language, we don't like canons, we don't like customaries, we don't like rubrics. You can all nod at this point in time, it's okay. I know this. They're occasionally a little chafing. Trust me, I'm familiar with that fact. It's challenging. But the other truth about the walking mall downtown is if you go a block over, the rules are different. It's not quite the same. And if you go a block in the other direction, the rules are still a little different. These rules, this sign, applies to this area where we have said that we will try and live like this, where everyone has agreed to what life should look like. That life will be better if we can all keep our dogs on at least a 10-foot leash and under control, where we won't skateboard, at least most of the time, where we won't drive our cars, except I think the business people get special permits for bringing things in, and we've agreed that's a reasonable exception, because we like the businesses down there. We've agreed that this is how life should look like in that space. And we've agreed that it's sort of limited to that space. What if we hear Jesus' statement like that sign? Jesus who says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." What if it isn't this grand, universal, exclusive statement that says, those of us who buy into it are good and everyone else is somehow less than we are? And instead, it says, here in this space, for those of us who call ourselves Christian or who want to understand what Christianity is about, this is our sign. To walk here, to live here, this is how we agree to understand our life. If that doesn't work for you, you know, on the next block over, we have Judaism, and over from that, there's Islam, and over from that, there's Hinduism, and over there, there's Buddhism, and somewhere over there, there's that new group of spiritual but not religious people that no one really understands yet. Go try them out, and we'll trust that God will sort us out appropriately when that time comes. But here in this block, we're trying to figure out what this means. And what we can agree on, because let's face it, there's a lot that Christians can't agree on. This past week should be proof of that, if nothing else. I mean, I spent a good part of the week trying to duck the impulse to say, hold up a sign saying, I may be a Christian, but I'm not like the crazy ones over there. I'm sure I'm not alone in this room on that one. There's a lot Christians can't agree on, but what we can agree on is that what Jesus was saying today in the gospel, if nothing else, is that it needs to be about Jesus. That this focus we've had as a culture on what rapture is and if you can predict it or not, or what it will look like or when it will come, is sort of static in the airways. That we can agree that Jesus is coming back, and in the meantime, there's a lot of stuff to do. The kind of stuff Jesus did, talking about the truth. That there are people who are hungry, people who are homeless, and worst of all, there are people who don't know that God loves them, that Jesus loves them, that we love them for no other reason than that they exist. Because here, in this block where we live as Christians, it's all about Jesus, who is, we believe, somehow, in some way we're still trying to sort out, the way, the truth, and the life. Amen.